Very happy to be joined now by Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst for FS1. FS1 working on the studio shows Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and Speak for Yourself. Also, a new Fox Sports radio show called The Odd Couple with Rob Parker goes weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Chris,
not busy at all.
No, yes.
Is what you're saying.
So this is the 10 minutes in his day in which he's free to come on the radio with us. Chris, thanks for doing this.
Hey, no problem, guys. How you doing?
Doing rather well. So, this Raptors team, best record in the NBA, beating the defending champs twice, sweeping the season series last time by 20 points on the back end of back-to-backs without Kawhi Leonard. Are we now convinced that this is a different Raptors team in 2018-2019?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a different Raptors team, and this is what I expected. Obviously, they got rid of DeMar DeRozan and replaced him with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's a better player. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. DeMar was great, but Kawhi Leonard is a better player, period, the end. And then you got Danny Green, who's a champion, can shoot the three. So now your defense has improved. Your three-point shooting has improved. Your depth. This is a very good team. They're a force to be reckoned with. Now, I don't think that they would beat the Warriors in a seven-game series in the finals, but that is the finals I'm predicting, Toronto against Golden State in the NBA championship.
See, I expected them to be good, but I didn't expect them to be this good. 6-0 on the second end of back-to-backs, averaging more points without Kawhi, going to the West Coast, into L.A. with the Clippers, and then on a back-to-back in Golden State without Kawhi, putting up 20 points on their head in both of those games. Were you expecting, with Kawhi out of the lineup, that they would be a team that could be 7-1 and actually more proficient offensively?
No, not at all. That's what is the most surprising about this team. I mean, their record without Kawhi, if you look at all of the numbers say they're better without Kawhi than with him. I mean, they're averaging, they win by almost 15 points a game without Kawhi. They win by 6 or 7 points a game with Kawhi. Their offense is better without him. Their defense is better. I'm talking about numerically, statistically, without Kawhi. Now, are they a better team without him? No way. No way. I don't care what the numbers say. If you just watch them and you also know how this league works. And the way this league works is that come playoff time, you need a guy that can create something. It knows exactly what you're going to do, exactly what you want to do. You need a guy that, yeah, even though they know my moves and where I'm going, they can't stop me, and that is Kawhi Leonard. He also brings a toughness. Now, this was a tough team anyway. Ibaka's tough. Valanciunas is tough. And obviously Lowry is tough. But Kawhi also brings a degree of that to this team, which even with those guys, I don't think they had that last year. You know, were they how soft were they last year? Everybody likes to make fun of them. I think their problem in the past 2 years was just LeBron James. I don't think they were shaken or shook, as people would say, by anyone else. I think it was just LeBron. Whenever they were in his presence, they couldn't, you know, they just knew they couldn't beat him. I think they would have played Boston tougher and anybody else in the East, but they couldn't get past LeBron James. He's gone, obviously, but even if he were still around, I'd like the Raptors' chances, because now this is a new regime with new leadership in terms of Kawhi and Danny Green. So it is – I don't know how to explain these numbers. I mean, obviously you say there's more ball movement without Kawhi. Their assists are up when he's not there. But anyone that thinks they're a better team without him, I think that they're crazy.
Having said all of that, who's the MVP right now? Like, if Adam Silver says, man, I need your ballot today.
It ain't Kawhi.
Okay. Well, who is it?
Part of the job description is being there. If they were terrible without Kawhi, if they were 0-7 without Kawhi or 0-8 or whatever, he's on pace to miss like 20 games. I can't give you the MVP. I don't care how well you play. When you miss 20 games and there are other guys that are playing close to your level or equal or above it. I think right now it's LeBron James. Slightly, I think Giannis is right there. Giannis Antetokounmpo. My issue with Giannis, like those would be my top two. Mm-hmm. My issue with Giannis is that in the fourth quarter, you watch them, he's not really the man that they go to in the fourth. In the first three quarters, he's running everything and does lead him with 6 points a game in the fourth. But he doesn't really take over down the stretch for them in clutch time. LeBron obviously does that for the Lakers, and right now the Lakers are on about a 51-win pace. That'd be a huge jump from last year. So right now I go slightly with LeBron over Giannis. And if Kawhi will play the rest of the way, then, yeah, he gets big time in that conversation and maybe could win it. But right now he's just missing too many games, and so I can't give it to you when you're not there all the time.
So I got a write-in candidate. Tell me if I'm crazy. Stephen Wardell Curry. When you look at what has happened when he wasn't there, both on the court and even off the court, this guy, forget about 40-50-90, he could go 50-50-90. Am I crazy to think a guy on a super team could be in MVP conversation again?
Oh, no, you're not crazy to think that a guy on a super team could be there, because before he got injured, he was the leading candidate for the MVP. I mean, he was playing lights-out basketball. Obviously, they were playing lights-out basketball when he was there. And you're right, when he's out, even with Durant putting up huge numbers, they're not the same team. That's why I've always said he's the most important player on that team. Durant is the best player, but Steph is the most important. He's the one that makes that engine go. But again, now, he may play the rest of the year. Kawhi's sitting out back-to-backs and all that. But at this point, it can't be Steph either. He's missed 11 games. Now, if he plays the rest of the way and misses 11, 12, 13 games, you're still, got a decent shot at the MVP if you're just spectacular in the games you play. But that's the only thing right now holding Steph back, is that he's missed so many of the games because of injury.